Hey, Pastor, have you ever gotten to your office on a Monday and revised your resume? Have you ever browsed the job ads at ministryjobs.com and found yourself envisioning your life at that large church in Florida? Do you find yourself sometimes dreaming about just stacking lumber at Home Depot? Leadership doesn't have to be that way, and I want to walk you down the pathway to healthy, vibrant leadership, taking your Monday into an eager, energized, and abundant lifestyle. My name is Kevin, veteran pastor with nearly 20 years of full-time ministry and leadership experience. I've walked through the tensions of trauma and drama that can come as a minefield of stress and anxiety to every pastor. Together, we're going to learn the simplicity of leadership that breathes life to you rather than consume everything from you, in simple strategic steps leading you to clarity, creativity, and a little bit of cash flow. Growth is possible, and it's inside your reach. Now, grab your notebook and let's dig into it. Hey, Pastor, have you ever felt like your church is stuck? Like no matter what you try, your congregation just isn't engaging the way that you know they could. What if I told you there was a way to reignite that fire, inspire your people, and make more disciples than ever before? I am thrilled to invite you to the Make More Disciples Challenge, a five-day experience designed to help you break your church out of its indifference coma. Over five powerful lessons, I'll give you the tools you need to discover what's holding your church back, reignite that passion in your members, and build a culture of discipleship that changes lives. This is more than a challenge. It's a step toward transforming your church into a vibrant, mission-driven community. The Make More Disciples Challenge starts soon, so don't wait. Head over to my website, pastorsthriving.com, sign up today, and join me for this life-changing journey. Now, let's get back to our regularly scheduled podcast.
Dude, what's up, Pastor P? I pray you're well today, blessed, encouraged, motivated. All the things. Here we are. It is the last Tuesday of the year. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I'm recording this a little bit ahead of time, but this is December 31st. So this is it, my friend. Tomorrow, it's all brand new. 2025, the best year of your life. Can you go back for just a minute? We're going to do some reflection today, and I want to just get you into a position of analyzing the year, because if I remember correctly, 2024 has been a freaking blur, right? Where did it go? What did we do? How did we get to this spot that we're in today? All those things. But I remember so many sermons about more in 24, blah, 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 all that thing. What's going to be the slogan for 25? I don't know. And you get to decide that, obviously, but this is a really good moment for you to just reflect and kind of check pulse on where am I? What did I accomplish? And here's, I want to ask you a couple questions today for your personal analysis and your reflection. So first question that I want you to kind of ponder over first, you know, grab a legal pad, something to write on, you know, maybe transfer this later on to your journal if you do that. But grab a legal pad so you can just jot some dirty notes, not dirty messages, but come on now, keep your mind right. But some just, you know, you're just going to scratch some stuff down and clean it up later on. Looking back over your year, even look over your calendar and the meetings that you had and the things that you thought were important enough to put on your calendar. Did those things help you arrive at the place that you wanted to arrive at? And maybe a more like top level question, did you arrive at the place that you wanted to arrive at? That's a really kind of a simple yes or no question. Maybe you didn't forecast to arrive anywhere, and we'll deal with that here in just a minute. So did you arrive at the place that you wanted to arrive at? And then secondly, how did you get there? Or where did you get in relation to where you started 2024? Did you get where you wanted to go? And if not, where are you? Are you off track? Are you exactly where you thought you'd be? Are you farther along than you wanted to be? Like all these questions really kind of coincide and go together with analyzing, am I where I should be or am I off base? Okay. Now, a question for maybe introspection. What should I have done differently? What should I have done differently? If you could go back and do it over again, what would you do different? Okay, now I want you to think about for just a minute the absolute best thing that happened this year. What was it? What was it? You know, one of the churches that I was a part of previously had a huge baptism service this year. They baptized a record 90 people. What a monumental day in the history of that church. The most people they've ever baptized in a single setting. You know what I mean? Incredible. Actually reached out to them after the fact and just kind of congratulated and celebrated them. And they said, one of them responded, they said, man, it was like a Holy Spirit movement swept through their young adult ministry and just salvation upon salvation upon salvation. And to the tune, 90 people accept or following in baptism. What an amazing moment, right? So what was the highlight of your year and why was it the highlight? And now, as a total adverse question to that, what was the worst part of your year and why was it the worst? Why was it? What was there something that caught you out of left field that you didn't know about, that you didn't see coming? And then I want you to just drill down and analyze that. Okay, these both would be good questions for analysis. Why were they the best moments of the year? And then I think I already asked that question. Or why were they the worst moments of the year? And then I want you to analyze what led you to that spot. You know, so this is everything is cause and effect, okay? What did you do to contribute to that being the best moment of the year or the worst moment of the year? That is enormous, okay? Because we have a hand in everything. If everything rises and falls on leadership, as John Maxwell says, which it does, then what did you do to contribute to getting to those places? Okay? Those are some really, really powerful thoughts that you need to really analyze, conceptualize, and drill down into. Now I want you to kind of future focus a little bit, future forecast. 2025 starts in just 12 hours or so. 24 hours, maybe, depending on when you're listening to this, or maybe it's after the fact and you're listening to it after 2025 starts. This is a really good time. And honestly, this is more than just a simple podcast conversation that you want to have. You know, I'm only 6 minutes into this podcast, and you're going to need some more time on this. You're going to need a day or two, three. You know, you need to really schedule some reflection time to be able to analyze this. But what's 2025 going to look like? Put yourself on December 31st of 2025 and, you know, go through the analysis ahead of time. I'm so happy and thankful and blessed. This is what you're going to say to yourself. I'm so happy and thankful and blessed that this happened this year. I am so thankful, God, that you allowed X to take place. What is that thing? What are you reaching for? What are you going after? What are you so hopeful and excited that is going to produce in this year with regard to your ministry? Okay? Like analyze that for just a minute and focus on it. You know, the reason why so often, the reason why things stay the same is because we never plan for them to be any different. So what's gonna happen this year? What are you gonna go after that's different this year? So do that in the life of your church. You know, is there something that needs to be really, really focused on that maybe God is putting a desire in you for? Or maybe it's something very specific that the Holy Spirit is going to illuminate and say, hey, Pastor, this year, this is what I want you to do. It may be out of left field. It may not be something that was in your purview before this, and you need to kind of really pray and analyze and bring it up with your elder team or your board or whatever, your deacons, however that looks in your context, your wife, you know, and you need to be like, hey, we should just be, the Spirit of God is impressing this upon me. I feel like we just really need to pray about this. So is that the thing? What is that? And then I also want you to do this on a secondary level, like with your family. The end of 2025, what have we done this year as a family to grow our marriage, to grow our parenting, to grow our connection and our relationship with our children? What did we intentionally do? You know, it was for a long time, and I need to get back to this spot, and I'll tell you one more thing about this in just a minute, but for a long time, it was my desire, my goal, to go away with my wife one time every year, just she and I. We'd go away for 2 or 3 days, and not one day. It would have to be 2 nights at least that we would go away for, and we would just be together. We'd just have fun. One year I took her to Waco, Texas, and we had just a ball just going through Waco, Texas. And 2 years ago we went to Cancun on an anniversary trip, and we spent a whole week in Cancun. It was amazing. I cannot wait to do that again. You know, sometimes we didn't go far. You know, we went to Frederick, Maryland, which was just not even an hour away from us, and spent a couple days there. It was phenomenal. These are phenomenal moments. But, you know, obviously that's going to cost some money, but it's definitely a worthwhile investment. We haven't been on a great vacation in quite a while. And so for 2025, that's going to be one of our things. We're going on a great vacation. We're going to, at minimum, we're going to go to the beach, probably like Ocean City, Maryland, someplace not too far away. But at best, we're going to take a cruise. That's been our family goal for a long time, is to go on a family cruise. And so that's one of the things that I'm like, we're doing that this year. I can already tell you in 2025, we have just recently started a new nonprofit organization called Sparrow Village Initiatives, where we are bringing health, hope, and food. I've got to figure out an age for that one. To a village in Uganda, Africa. And so we're going to do that. I'm going to Africa at the end of January, my son and I. First time we've ever been to Africa. It's been a lifelong dream of mine to go to Africa. And I'm finally getting to go. And my goal is to produce $538,000 of help to be able to get this village the help that they need, and to be able to feed some very hungry orphans over there. The need is huge. I'll talk about this at a separate time, but this is a powerful need. And so I bought tickets, and my son and I are going to fly over there on whatever day of the month it is, the end of the month. And it's going to be an amazing moment. But that's what I'm focused on this year. I'm focused on radically revolutionizing my business. And it's going to be amazing. And part of that is going to be the Make More Disciples Challenge that I've been continually putting in front of you that you need to be a part of. It is going to revolutionize churches everywhere. In fact, it's my goal to get that program in the hands of 100,000 pastors around the world. That is what I'm going to do. 100,000 pastors are going to take my Make More Disciples Challenge. And there's even more programming that goes beyond that. But you won't know about those things until you go through the Make More Disciples Challenge. So that's my goal. That's what I'm focused on for 2025. What are you doing? What is going to characterize your ministry, your family, your movement, all those things in 2025? It can be more than you think it is. Put your mind to it. Let's get after it. All right, dude, this is enough for today. I pray you're well, blessed, and encouraged. Happy New Year. Celebrate well, have a great time with your family, and enjoy your moment. We'll talk soon. And oh, by the way, if this podcast is meaningful to you, if it's helping you, consider stopping at Apple Podcasts and drop down to the bottom there. Give me your 5-star review and just a sentence or two of what it's meaning to you and how it's helping, and maybe give it a share a little bit. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks for tuning in today to Pastors Thriving Podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, I'd love for you to just take a minute and leave a review and maybe a few stars on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback really helps me to grow this community and to reach even more pastors just like you. And listen, if you're ready to take the next step, check out one of my upcoming courses designed to help you thrive in ministry and life. For more details or to connect directly with me, you can send me an email at coaching@kevinelworth.live or visit my website, pastorsthriving.com. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.